Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. Now, let's kick off with land-based fishing and, in particular, snapper. Good catches recently at Port Sorell, I believe.
There are, Lee. It's great to see a young fisher going out targeting snapper from the shore and coming away with a beautiful specimen, as you saw in yesterday's paper, if you got the paper. It just goes to show, Lee, if you put the time in, target a species. Like the younger generation now, Lee, they're a lot more patient maybe than us older fellas, but it's great to see that they can come away with a fish like that. And it also goes to show, Lee, that snapper now are turning up in more numbers along our coastline. So once before there was a bycatch, now you can certainly go and target them and come away with a nice feed of fish.
That was a decent catch there in yesterday's paper, wasn't it? And it just goes to prove there's still a bit of fish to be caught land-based rather than grabbing a boat.
Exactly right, Lee. And I reckon our fishing is getting better and better every year, like more species, i.e. snapper. We'll go into King George Whiting in a moment, but they're in the same area. So, you certainly don't need a boat to go out and catch a feed of fish.
Yeah, water safety is paramount, particularly we're going to spend more and more time at the beach and spend more and more time doing a bit of fishing. You did touch on King George Whiting. Good catches around the Port Sorell district.
Yep, Port Sorell, it seems to be the beacon just at the moment, Lee. People are starting to target them on plastics and not so much bait as well. So Port Sorell area, certainly along our coast here, Lee, out in front of Wynyard. They tell me there's a nice little spot off Somerset. I haven't found that yet. The younger fellas come in and they've caught some nice whiting off Wynyard on a turtleback worm, which is a plastic, Lee.
King George Whiting, they do fight pretty well, don't they?
They do. My word, they do. And light line and a nice soft tip in your rod, and they do go well. So your plastics, you fish them nearly like bait, just in the sand, spits, Lee, in between the weed and a little bit of burley, and bring the fish in and away you go.
Yeah, good eating fish.
Great eating fish, mate, yeah.
Locally, flathead, how's that performing?
Around about the 40-metre mark. I haven't been out for a little while, Lee, but our customers coming into the shop saying they've gone a little bit deeper, 40-metre and further out, and they've come away with a nice feed of flatty, good-sized flathead, Lee. Certainly there's still a bit of bycatch out there as well with a few gummy shark coming in. Your gurnet are coming up, as we can't do much about those. If you're going to go out, try your burley, get a nice drift, keep your jigs or your baits on the bottom and you'll come away with a nice feed of flatty.
Like a feed of calamari rings. How's the squid going?
Squid are still going very nicely, right the way along our coast. They're still the talk of the shop, Lee. People are going out, catching their bag of squid, depending on where you go, fairly quickly. You know, you don't need a lot of squid to get a feed, but they are very tasty. You cook them nice, whether you want salt and pepper calamari or whether you want just fry them up real quickly in the pan. Once again, Doctor's Rocks, Sisters Beach, Rocky Cape down off the jetty, right the way through to Penguin, out off the Three Sisters at Alverson, squid right the way along the coast still, Lee.
Yeah, high volumes there by the sound of things. Beautiful Boat Harbour Beach, an absolute picture this time of the year. Blackback salmon in that region?
There are. Ferg that works in the store, he's got a lovely spot. Him and James go out there off the point at Boat Harbour, fish back towards Wynyard, and they're getting some big blackback. Not all the time, Lee, so you've got to pick your day when they're going through, and you may have to put a little bit of time in for the school to go past. Something like a muscle shot or a 40-gram Halco slice, it's a fair bit of cast and retrieve, but certainly they come away with a nice feed of fish.
A lot of fish shows head down the west coast, just off Strawn, I believe.
They are, Lee. Last weekend, a lot of our northwest coast fishers went down to have a go for stripey trumpeter with mixed results, Lee. Some came away with none. Other fishers come away with some nice stripey trumpeter, and they are big lumps of fish too, Lee. They didn't catch a lot and worked hard for them, but the good thing about it, Lee, is that they caught a lot of bycatch, like school shark, your morwong, your cod. They set a couple of pots going out and come away with a feed of cray. So overall, they had a great weekend on the west coast. Once again, weather permitting, if you're in doubt, don't go out.
Talbot's Lagoon, that is the place to go for trout, and also South Ryder Dam, fishing okay.
Starting to fire up now, Lee. As we touch on, as the days get warmer, the fly life start to emerge and fish start feeding on top. But mud eyes are starting, and the mud eye are the dragonfly larvae, Lee. They crawl out on the logs, break open, but as they're coming from out of the water onto the logs, like jelly beans for the fish. So Talbot's is fishing well, so South Ryana. Other dams, like our pet dam, guide dam, still going to be the same thing. If you're not a fly fisherman, get a little surface popper and just work your surface popper along the top just on dark and after dark, and hopefully you'll still come away with a feed of fish.
Trout, not just in those areas. If we just backtrack to last week, you did mention Arthur's Lake is also heavy for trout at the moment.
It is, Lee. It's great to see, and hopefully it continues on through the season, because if Arthur's Lake fires up, it takes a lot of pressure off Great Lake, Woods' Lake and Bronte Chain. Yeah, by all reports, the fish are not massive, but there's quite a few of them having a go in there at the minute. But while you're up there, like the Bronte Chain still is the one that's fishing well. You know, last couple of years it's been Woods's, Bronte Chain seems to be delivering some nice fish coming out of it. Old Language in that 3.5 pound Lee. Great Lake, I've had some good reports out of Great Lake. Not real big fish, but in brilliant condition, the browns. Nice and pink inside. While we're touching on Trout Lee, the West Coast rivers, the big West Coast rivers are still giving up some big trout now. Not a lot, but I did hear of a 12-pounder coming out of the Pieman just recently. So if you're going to go down and have a trawl, big lures, you know, we've got some new Niels Master Zooms in. They're a 12-centimetre lure Lee, and they go down to about the 4-metre mark. Come in and have a look at them and try that. And if you want to go to the other side of the state, St Helens, Georges Bay is fishing very well with big silver trevally in there at the minute. There's fishing going on all the way around the place if the wind drops out.
And a bit of shower activity, I think, too, over the weekend as well. So all we need to know now is the tidal information.
So at 9:42 a.m. So it's going to go into the night time, 10:24 a.m. So it's good tide if you want to get out early and have a go before the wind gets up. Our Christmas catalogue is going gangbusters, Lee, so pop on in if you want to see some great sales and come away with a good gift.
Pop into Tackle World and Outdoors. You're in Wilson Street, Burnie. You're open till 5:30 weekdays, back again till 2 o'clock on Saturdays.
Yep, I'll be there this Saturday, Lee, so pop on in and say good day.
How about we go fishing again next Friday morning till after 7?
Look forward to it, Lee. Thank you.